as we shift into a time of prayer, I want to lift up some specific joys and concerns that have been shared with us throughout this week, and then we will move into our time of prayer together. God, hear our prayers of joy for Bill and Sue Morris, who are celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary on June 12th. For graduates, this week we had several high school graduations, and in weeks prior we had some college and graduate school graduations. A reminder that we will be formally honoring graduates in the midst of next week's worship service, but this week we lift them as a joy. Our prayers of concern are with those of First Church Columbus, where Tim Aaron serves as pastor. The church and their surrounding property and neighbors endured some damage as a result of unrest and violence last week. We pray for their community. Loving God, you have created a good and beautiful world. You yourself are such a source of beauty in our lives. The psalmist even calls your name majestic. But God, some days the beauty is hard to see. The love is hard to feel. The grace is hard to grab hold of. And life feels less than majestic. It's not all good down here, God. Systems are corrupt. People are suffering. Black lives are being taken. Storms and pandemics and brutality. When will it end? When will all of earth catch her breath? When will we learn? In these moments, O God, draw close to us, just as you draw close to us now in this time of prayer. There are some days when all we can do is pray. Not a well-thought-out or perfect prayer, but rather a plea for your strong hand of love and peace and mercy to be upon us and beneath us, holding us up. Answer our calls, O God. Hear our prayers. When we feel sadness and loss and confusion and anger as we read headlines and hear news reports, we remember other times of darkness. And we also remember how your light broke through and shone upon us. We also remember how new life is born, how seasons change, how flowers bloom, how joy fights through the rubble to find us. Enable us, we pray, to remain constant in our pursuit of you and in our pursuit of justice day by day. Empower us, God. Unsettle us. Shake our foundations of privilege and power. Bring us back to our creation. Remind us that all are made in your image. We take comfort in knowing that you are bigger than we are, bigger than any mess we've made. We find peace in knowing that you are God, and that you know the joys and concerns and longings of our hearts and our world, and most importantly, that you carry them with us, and you carry us. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Once again, I share with you these words of challenge and invitation. Words, I pray, are becoming etched on your hearts and very much a part of your lives. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, May you be for all those whom you meet breath, life-giving breath. And may we find our strength and energy in the breath of the one who comes to us and is ever with us, God our Creator, Christ our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our constant guide and friend. Amen.